it was Niftar a Thursday afternoon, and they kept the Levaya till Sunday morning because they covered a mess. It's not my psak, it's exactly Yisrael's psak.
But I don't know that you...
Obviously, they're saying that.
By putting thumb screws on.
Well, again, if Yitzchak Margaretin said it, you can sit and argue with him. But if people that are much bigger than me say it, I say, that's what they say, and that's what I accept.
I don't understand.
Okay, a lot of things I don't understand. Add this to the list. I'm saying, this is what Gedalia Yisrael Paschal. So obviously, they know what's better. They have learned this and much more else. Limud Hayayim, by the way, it was from Baisha. We're talking about Gedalia Yisrael of Rabbi Yankov was alive at that time, Rabbi Shneur was Nifter of Baisha, Rabbi Hurim, and they were all there, and they said to wait till Sunday. So I assume that they knew what Dr. Schwab knows about what's good for the neshama and what's not good for the neshama. I assume they knew. And I'm pretty sure.
Dr. Schwab did not say to do. Dr. Schwab.
Okay. Limud Hayayim, Lateicha Nishmas, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman on the day of his yahrzeit. May the learning be his chusra, his neshama, sponsored by his children, Mr. and Mrs. Zalman Dorfberger. I will say the following, that I started the conference already. So anybody waiting for me to start the conference, I did already. Okay, we are in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And we were talking about why in the world Rabbi Shaul says, what does he gain, what does he mean by Bduki? So we offered a pshat. That pshat is we ask her and we believe her. So the question on that was, that's a Mishnah Ksubas. There is there. All Rebbe had to say is, Zechenoi Rabbi Shaul Emek Kedvarov. Why did he make a second Mishnah in Masechtas Kedusha? So the Gemara attempted to say, and that's where we're going to start again. Well, yes. Abishol is saying we believe the mother and he's no longer a shtuki. Abishol is allowing a shtuki to become unshtukied.
So he's less than a
suffix mouth.
He's not a suffix.
Exactly.
The mother.
The question is, if that's what Abishol is trying to tell me, that's in Masechtas Subas, and taking care of there, there was no reason to mention it here. So the Gemara wants to answer. I'm going to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before the Mishnah. Sorry, take that back. 8 lines before the Mishnah. Chadal lahakshuba, v'chadal lahakshuba bitam. 8 lines before the Mishnah. One is the Mishnah there is talking about the woman. We're talking about the child here. The Mishnah there is not discussing the child. And therefore, couldn't say Abishol agrees. Abishol is adding a whole new dimension. That not only is the mother not considered a Zainab, we believe in that she was nevelous by a kosher. Because remember, if a woman lives with a person she can't marry, she becomes a Zainab. So she's saying, I live with a kosher, a person, so we believe her. And she's not a Zainab. And here we're adding that the kid's not a Shtuki. The kid's 100% kosher. What? That works according to the Mandi Amar back in Masechtas Ksubas. When you give a little bit base, that the one who says the mother is kosher says the kid is not kosher because the kid has no chazaka. But there's a Mandi Amar that says from Leo means the mother and the daughter, so the daughter is mentioned in Masechtas Ksubas. Sabashal Mayasulash Minas. Say it over there. What is the addition here that Rebbe felt it necessary that when we're discussing the child, we bring in Abishol? So the Gemara and Abishol are the Ephemidim Gamliel. The Mahasim Avamina Hasim the Rebbe Ksheri Metzla. I would say from the Gamliel, only she's a single girl. And she said it was a kosher. We believe her, and according to Bama the Amar, we believe her and her child as well. That is called in Hebrew Cheskes Eim Mahani Lebas. The Chazak of the mother helps for the child. And I'll explain that in a second. Avol Hecha the Rai Psula Metzla. But when what happens if this is an Arusa, and she claims that it was fathered by the Aris?
Is that wrong?
He is. He isn't. Why is he more believed than she is?
He's the guy.
Therefore. So therefore, I would think. I would think, am I lying? Tzrichas Abishol's Beduki is to say that even if there's only one person in the world that's legal, she's believed to say it was one person, not one person. That's the addition of Abishol. A Merav Alochik Abishol. I'd like to read Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Chad la Akshaba. Zok to Rashi. The Rav Gamliel Lohamina did not believe her. Eloli Atzma. Only vis-a-vis herself. So in the Schalim and Atruma, they should not come desecrated from Truma. Avaloi la Akshar Oysa Uber, but not to make that child kosher. Shimbati, if it's a girl, but you're not still a kayan. Abishol, Machshar Abbebita. The Masnis said Abbevladkoi Shishtuki. So our kid is, our mission is concentrating on the child. Hanichal Amandam Rebbeper Kamadik Subas. Lima Hasim Abamina Hikal the Rev Sherim Esbuk. And Pnuya. Like a single girl, Rebbe Yemasi in Lakuna, she lives in a city that most people can marry a kayan, meaning they're not possible Lakuna. Avahecha the Rebbe Sula Meslak and Arusa, the Behi Imaris Mina Arisu, I Pnuya, the Ain the Rebbe Yemasi in Lakuna. Or a single girl who lives in a city where the majority of people are people that can't marry Kahuna. And therefore, the child would not be able to marry a kayan. And she's claiming it came from the minority, or the one, in the case of Arusa. That is okay. And we believe her. That's Abishol's Kiddush. Let me just explain one more thing. There's a machlokes whether her chazaka works for her daughter. And the answer, the understanding of that is, because if you think about it, we say she's kosher, how can you say that the daughter is puzzle? It's contradictory. The answer is, chazaka is not telling us this is what happened. Chazaka says when you don't know, this is the way you behave. It's not chazaka tells us that she was kosher, so therefore she is kosher. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. We don't know. We're believing her. But we're believing her for Yuxin. The answer is, because the rule is, when you don't know, you believe it the way it was, combined with her claiming, and the fact that she was kosher till now, we leave it the way it is. It's not a birur. It is not a clarification. It is a din. There's two kinds of things that we use in halacha. Birur and din. Birur means we clarify, and we rely on the clarification, like Adam or Reiv. That's a clarification. We can say that's probably what happened. Chazaka is not logic. Chazaka is, we don't know. Chazaka says, when you don't know, leave it the way it was. She was kosher till now. She claims she's still kosher. If she wouldn't, we would be mocked by my loss of Yuxin. But she claims she's still kosher. Leave it the way it is. The child doesn't have a chazaka. He was never born with a cheskes kashrus because he never was kosher. He doesn't have a past history. What?
How do you establish a
chazaka? You can't. Exactly. You can't establish a chazaka in an uber.
Believe it the way it is.
He's not the way it is. He has no way it is.
So she's pregnant before she says anything.
Well, we see her pregnant, and again, this is what happened. We see her pregnant, and we said, who's the father of this child? He has no chazaka. It's not a cheskes unknown. He has no chazaka. Therefore, one man the other says, we can't go by it. The other man the other says, the bottom line is, he depends on her. So if you're posketing her, it carries over to all its tributaries. What?
Tributaries.
Yes, after.
That would actually depend on the argument of the person.
No.
If the Uber is a limb of the mother, the arm of the mother has whatever chazaka she has.
What you're saying is an interesting swara, a very interesting swara, but in halacha that we don't say that. Because once the Uber is born, he's an entity by itself, and he's a different person now. And this new person never had a chazaka. It's an interesting swara, and maybe some people say it. I never saw it, but the swara makes me think. It's a swara I like, but at the end of the end, I don't think we deal with it. At the end of the day, once he's born, he's a different person. We don't say he's a Yerach Imai that continued. We say he's a new entity. But again, I'm not saying nobody says your swara.
What you're having to say, which is, I can hear, is that there is a difference in state between the born child and the unborn child.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that is manifest through, there's the laws of murder versus the laws of money, or as ending a pregnancy versus ending an infant. The other one is, as far as if we, for those people who don't pass the line, if you have an aura, or a rusa, if you have an Arusa, then the majority of people in whatever town are not fit.
100%.
Yes. So therefore, but does it matter if it's in Galil or Yehuda?
No, not really. Maybe not. We're not talking about Yehuda. Again, we're not talking about Yehuda.
Okay.
I have a question. If the Kanuya is pregnant, then the
Jews
is
a Kohen. Kohen here means Miuchas.
I know, but
no, we would not let him be work as a Kohen. The Gemara and Sobha said, Gimel Amud Beis.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Gemara says we learn that Vaisle Lazari Achrav, Bein Lazari Miuchas Achrav. It's a rabbinic halacha. We do not let a person work. The Gemara there talks about 10 Kohanim with one woman, and the woman became pregnant. We don't know who the father is. And he's a sure Kayan, and he's a sure kosher. There were only 11 people on the island. 10 men, one woman. She's pregnant. Allah says he can't do Avoda because we don't know who his father is, and we derive from a Pasuk. Pashtas in the Gemara, it's a rabbinic halacha based on a Pasuk that Vaisalei Lazari Achrav, he has to be Zara Meyuchas Achrav. We have to be able to know who that is. But that's a separate halacha, nothing to do with this Gemara.
You know, how we do
we're not. Abishol says, we don't go about to rise. We believe her.
Right, but Rav Gamliel.
We don't know. According to, Rav Gamliel said it by Rav Cherim. He didn't talk about Rav Sula.
No.
I have no idea. That's what I would assume.
This island. The one is Israeli. So,
who cares?
He threw him out in the meantime.
He's not married.
He's not married, but in other words, there is no marital relationship between.
She, one of these men impregnated her.
That doesn't mean anything.
Not now. When the baby is born, she might eat because of her kid.
They don't know who the kid is.
Well, he's a claim for sure.
Oh, they will both be eating.
I'm not sure. The Gemara says you need Bizarre Miyuchas Achrav. I thought it was for Avoda, but maybe it's for Truma too. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the Sugging Subas is not here. I don't know.
Where's Ein Rov Hayer?
Most of the people in the city, if they're not allowed to marry a Kayim, which means if they live with this woman, she becomes Asit Tekunim. They're Gerim. Gerim is going to be a Shaila. The Mamzerim, the Nesinim,
that's the role.
In that city. I can give you an example. He's not saying every city, but that particular city, exactly.
Really, technically, we don't really know. How do we know that Abishol is more Makul than Rabbi
Abishol said a Kula. He's saying a kula. Calling her Medusa.
You say, her and the kid, right? We don't see Rabbi Gamliel. We don't see show any more makel than.
Not in the words, but the fact that he's here tells us he's adding something. Can we mute ourselves over there in phone land? Again, the fact that Rebbe mentioned Abishol here is telling me an extra halacha. That's the whole basis of this Gemara. Because Yitzchak Margaretin, had he not learned this Gemara, would have said, just like the Gemara says many times, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh repeated the Mishnah because it was pertinent here. So even though it was said over there in Kedushin, he repeats it in Ksubas. Even though it was said in Ksubas, he repeats it in Kedushin. We've had that case before. We've had that. Back on Dav Noramar Aleph, we had it. So that does exist. So I would have answered the question. I would have said, you're right. Abishol is really repeating Rav Gamliel, except there we're talking about the mother, so we talked mother. Here we're talking about the child, so we brought it in. What bothers the Gemara that didn't want to say what Yitzchak Margaretin was thinking is that why attribute it to Abishol? Then bring me Rav Gamliel. If he's the source of the halakha, and obviously he lived before Abishol or around. So in Ksubas you mentioned his name, and all Abishol is doing is agreeing. So if you want to repeat the Mishnah, use the same people. Don't use Rabbi Gamliel there and Abishol here. If they're saying the same thing, why are you splitting it up using one name there, one name here. So obviously Abishol is adding something. Now, is he adding a kula or a chumrah? Listen to his words. He's saying, Paduki, check it, which means we rely on a check. That means he's being makel. So we have to find the kula that he's adding to Reb Gamliel. Because if he's only saying Reb Gamliel, put him there or use Reb Gamliel here. Why are you putting in Reb Gamliel there and Abishol here? That's why the Gemara didn't like the Teretz it gave him Nunam and Aleph, where it said the Mishnah repeats itself because there was pertinent. This one and the one here is pertinent to the other one. That's why the Gemara looks. So the Gemara says, obviously he's adding something. So one Teretz says he's adding the kid, which wasn't the Masechtas Tzuvos. But one Maliyama says the kid's in Masechtas Tzuvos also. The answer is, he's adding Roy Basulim.
Or limiting rooms. Or limiting rooms.
You wouldn't say call a Baduki. That's the Lushan saying Baduki means rely on it. That's what he's saying. He's using a word of leniency. If he's limiting it, he wouldn't say the word Baduki. That's what Zuck the Mishnah Vaitan. Call Asurim Baba Bakal, Mutarim Baba Zebazeth. Whoever is not allowed to marry Yidden, that's Pashup Shat, are allowed to marry each other. So since rabbinically we don't let a Shtuki marry a Yid, we allow a Shtuki to marry a Mamzer. Because again, let me just point it out. Biblically speaking, a Shtuki can marry a Yid. We mentioned a lot ago that the reason a Shtuki can't marry a Yid is my loss of Yuchsin. My loss of Yuchsin works that a Shtuki can't marry Yisrael. But it doesn't say he can't marry a mamzer. He was biblically mutter to marry a mamzer. There's no reason to Rabbanan should come and say a mighty loss of a yuchsin that the shtuki can't marry a mamzer. Not helping any yichus. He's not marrying a Jewish girl anyway. So yuchsin is unaffected. So why should we make a iser for the shtuki to marry a mamzer? So therefore the Mishnah says, kol asurim b'avazeh b'zeh, b'kol mutarim b'avazeh b'zeh. Which is, by the way, a repetition of the first Mishnah, which is going to be brought on the Gemara's problem, is that the Mishnah told us already there that Mamzeri, Geri Haruri, Mamzeri Nesini Shtuki, Basufi Kula Mutar, Love is that. The Mishnah said it's Mutar, that a Shtuki can marry a Mamzer. What is the Mishnah repeating now? We'll see. But that's what the Mishnah is saying, Kashyap Shat, that whoever can't marry Jewish girl can marry each other. A mamzer can marry a nothing, a nothing can marry a mamzer. A mamzer can marry a shtuki, a can marry a sufi, right? Whoever is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl is allowed to marry each other. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Rabbi Yehuda Iser. Rabbi Yehuda says no. So we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda means. And we'll see why we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda means in a second. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Vadam Bevadam Mutter. We allow a mamzer to marry a mamzeres. A nusin to marry an asina. A mamzer to marry a nusin. Bevadan besveikon, a sveikon bevadan, besveikon, besveikon usir. We don't allow a shtuki to marry a mamzer. Because a shtuki might be kosher. So we're not going to let the shtuki marry a mamzer, even though the pasuk said he is. But the bottom line is the shtuki is a suffering mamzer. By letting him marry a mamzer, you're creating a vadai mamzer. Why should we take a chance to create a vadai mamzer? Therefore, Rabbi Lazar says, we don't allow it. We assert, not only that, a shtuki can't marry a shtukis. Because one might be kosher, one might be pasul. Right, oh, my God. You can't marry a shtukis. That was because we were being mocked. That was my loss of yuchsin. This is not a mile of yuchsin. This is saying we're worried about the suffering. No, it doesn't seem that way.
But
if this... So let me read it again. I'm sorry. Vadan besreikon, besreikon bevadan, besreikon besreikon. Aser, veilu nesreikus, shtuki, asufi vekusi. Now here kusi gets thrown in, which is going to make a whole thing in the Gemara. Why is a kusi a suffix? What is the suffix? We'll deal with it in the Gemara. We just read the Mishnah. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
No, but Lazar
is
saying you
can't do it. Exactly. You just said what he said. He's arguing.
What?
He's a Tana. He's arguing in the first Mishnah.
Huh?
You heard it.
No, so say it there.
Well, this is the same Mishnah.
Oh, so.
And let me explain. In one Perek, when you, who decided that this Mishnah ended there and this Mishnah starts here?
I don't know.
The printer.
Yeah.
100%. You'll find in Mishnayos, there are 8 Mishnahs, and in the Gemara, there are 4 Mishnahs, or vice versa. Who decided it's Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis? A Perek was decided by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Al Beis Gimel Dawud, I don't know who decided those things. But sure in the Gemara, a Perek is a continuous Mishnah. So that's why I mention it there, wait here, it's the same Mishnah. I'm sorry.
Question.
Not that I know of. If it did, who gave the Gemara a right to print different ones?
Rabbi, if these marriages, if Shtuki marries the Shtuki according to Rabbi Eliezer, it may be Usher, but is the marriage valid?
Yes, 100%. You marry a Mamzer, the marriage is valid.
A Shtuki to a Shtuki. I mean, this is...
Even if you married a Vali Mamzer, it's valid. Uh-huh. Even if Yisroel married a Vali Mamzer, it's valid. To Lav. We all could do some work by Lav. They're illegal, but valid.
A Shtuki and Shtuki
is
more than a Shtuki?
Shtuki. What do you mean? Tali Yisroel Mamzer, Mutra Mamzer, like we learned before, the Kalvada of the Levi of the Kal Suffolk Levi.
Yeah,
the Kalvada. Mamzer can't marry a definite Jew, and the Kal Suffolk Levi can marry a Stuki. The Gemara Baruch Hatana Levi. Tomorrow's going to ask, it's a repetition, and I'll tell Rabbi Cohn, it's a repetition in one long Mishnah.
Yeah. If you're so long, you forgot what it's on the top. That's why
you're Rabbi Yehuda, I should be Gemara. See, the problem with Rabbi Yehuda is, if he's coming to say Rabbi Lazarus Halacha, it makes it sound like it's a third opinion. What is he answering? Is he answering what Rabbi Lazarus answers? So then why is it mentioned as two different opinions in the Mishnah? So what exactly is he answering? The Tanakhama says, okay. Yehuda says, no, it's Asr. And then the Mishnah brings Rabbi Elazar, who says it's Asr. So that's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously not. What's the difference? Rashi? Vadim b'vadim mutter g'mamzerim b'nesinim. Vadim b'sreikim g'mamzerim nesinim b'shtukim v'asufi. Seikim b'vadai, shtukim v'asufi b'mamzerim nesinim. Just telling you who's marrying who. Sreken b'sreken. Shtuki b'shtukis. Asufi b'asufis. Asufi b'shtukis. Asur shemes erkash v'zem epato. Kusi. Sotrashi. The Gemara mefarish ma'is v'kayu. The Gemara will explain why is a kusi a suffix. The kusim oisim shahoisim sankhara b'or shemrem. So Rashi tells us, and I don't know why Rashi decides to tell us here this, but he tells it us. Kusim is the nation Sancheira brought in to the cities of Shemran. When he exiled the Ten Shvatim, Sancheira's way of ruling the world was making everybody move. That way, he helped to kill nationalism. If you conquer a country, you always have to deal with the fact that that country is yearning to be free, and that can make rebellion. But if you move people around, until they get acclimated to their new place, you gained yourself a lot of time, and they won't rebel. So that was his modus operandi. He moved everybody around, didn't kill them, didn't destroy them, he just moved them. So he moved the Aseret HaShvatim, we had the Pesukim before, Vayanchim, Bechelech, Bechover, and all those cities, and moved people into the land of the Aseret HaShvatim. The people he moved into the land of the Aseret HaShvatim originally came from a country called Kuta. They were Goyim. All of a sudden, they were attacked by lions. They got all nervous, and they asked, and they were told that in Eretz Yisrael, you just can't do Avodah Zarah. It doesn't work. So they were Megayer. And throughout Chas, you have this constant machlokes. Was it Assyrians, Gairis, and they were Jews, who later on didn't keep the mitzvahs properly? Or was it never a good Gairis to begin with, because they never meant it? So this is a big shaila in Shas. So this mission is obviously operating that they were a good Gairim, because if not, we wouldn't say Suffolk, we would say they're Goyim. That's not a Suffolk. All Kusim are created equal. Either they are or they aren't. We're not saying some were, some weren't. No, it's the whole world.
It's the whole world.
I don't know if he was, he's not considered, it's Mark Megillah that talks about the kings who ruled the whole world do not mention him. So I don't know, because he never ended up successful because he couldn't conquer Yerushalayim.
The secular history is this story related?
Interesting. When I was in fourth grade, I was in Baltimore. They took us to a place called Walter's Art Gallery. Only time in my life I went there. They took the class on a class trip. And they had all the ancient, I don't know what to call it, civilizations. All the ancient empires. So we got to the Assyrian Empire. I still remember Kayay Mazet. That the guide said to us, history does not record how the Assyrian Empire dissolved. It was a strong empire, and then all of a sudden it was gone. History assumes, that's what she said, the Shiksa, history assumes that what happened was each nation rebelled, like, and it just disappeared because every nation rebelled. So I still remember thinking, because my father had taught me, that what happened with Chizkiyahu HaMelech and with Sennacherib. I know why the Assyrian Empire dissolved. Wasn't going to teach that lady. I still remember saying to myself, see, if you don't have Torah, you don't really know what happened. You make up your own theories, history thinks, and history says. This was when I was in fourth grade. So yes, they do recognize it was in Assyria. Again, this is remembering many years ago. But they do recognize that there was an Assyrian Empire. And in their mind, at least according to this lady who took us for this tour, she said that it dissolved, they think, because all the countries, like, decided to rebel at the same time, and there went the empire. But that's not what happened. What happened was he came to Yerushalayim, and they were all wiped out, and that was the end of the empire. But that's, I'm just saying, you asked me a question, does history recognize it? Yes, they did at that point, and they don't know what happened. That's the truth. Right there. At least, that lady in the museum that we went to. Right there.
If the remote listeners could please mute themselves.
Thank you. Yes.
Is that information as far as theory is 50, 60 years old?
Well, it's more than 60 years old. I don't think I'll say that much.
Is it cheap? Is she has my question about
not much more than 60 years old. Well, I'm trying to remember how old I was in fourth grade. It might be 60 years old.
Ten.
I'm not sure. I might have been nine. Else? Yes. I didn't keep up with that guy.
No,
right then.
Current documentary understanding is a bit different, but I'm not doubting. Right
there. I'm just saying what they said that. I'm not.
That was half century ago.
I have a Melchasher in Mikuta. Now, Shem Shavia Mikuta, Nikwikutim. When it's Gairu Meimetharayas, and Rashi tells us they became Gairim from the fear of the lions. This is all in Malachim. Track to Gemara. My Kalasur beloved the call. What does that mean? Does it mean a repetition of the first part of the Mishnah? Elaim and Mamzeri Nisini Shtuki Vasufi, that they're allowed to marry each other? It said it in the beginning of the Mishnah. Mamzeri Nisini Shtuki Vasufi Mutar and Blah, none of that. It's said in the Mishnah, so what do we have to repeat it in the same Mishnah? Secondly, Rabbi Yehuda Eiser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what is he going on? What is he answering? is he answering that a mamzer can't marry a shtuki? How many tani savior of Lazar and Mavadim, Mavadim, what Mavadim, 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 since Rabbi Lazar says that, McLeod and Muta like their way. If Rabbi Muta meant that, don't tell me Rabbi Lazar says it. Say they both say it. If Rabbi Muta meant something else, what did he mean? He's reacting to the Tanakhama. If the Tanakhama says the mamzer can marry a shtuki, and Rabbi Muta says, I certainly mean the mamzer can marry a shtuki, which is exactly what Rabbi Lazar says in the next line. Rashi. No Rashi. The Chitema, Rabbi Yehuda Isaac gave him Mamzeret. Maybe the Tanakhama meant that a ger can also marry these people. It's Kal Ger and Vayik, we call. And Rabbi Yehuda Isaac is going under ger. Now there's two problems. Number one is that doesn't answer the first question, which is that it said it's a Reisha, that the fair Shagir can marry Mamzeret at the beginning of the Mishnah. But it would answer the second question. The Yehuda Iser Ger b'Mamzeres. Midi Ger b'Mamzeres, Ksani? Did this line of Kol Asurim Lava B'Kol say a word about Ger and Mamzeres? A Ger is not Asur B'Kol. This line is not referring to a Ger. The original Mishnah said Ger. This Mishnah did never say the word Ger. It said Kol Asurim Lava B'Kol. Right? Is it Ger Asur B'Kol? Ger is not Asur B'Kol. So it's not included in this Mishnah. So why is Rabbi Yehuda responding to something that Tanakhama never said? Midi Ger B'Mamzeres, let it call Asur Mavet B'Kol, Ktani. And Ger is not Asur. So what should Rabbi Yehuda mean? Number one. Number two, the first question, which we didn't even answer, is why is this a repeat of the first Mishnah? And this answer would not have answered that question, but at least it would have answered the second question.
What are the two questions? Why
is it repeated? What should Yehuda Isher mean? What is he answering? Rashi. The Chitam Reb Yehuda Isher Gamma Mazaris. The Shemino Dei Damar Haki Lo, he said that. We had it earlier. Yehuda Isher Gamma Mazaris. There's no other machloikas that we had Rabbi Yehuda say before that we should say that's what he means here. Problem is, Midi Ger B'Mazeres Tani Lo Gosh Rabbi Yehuda Laflu Gerle. Did it say that? Kasurim Lo Abakol, but Ger Laman Asurimu. Didn't say a word about a Ger. Rabbi Yehuda is reacting to something that wasn't said. Here. Rabbi Yehuda is right here, going on the line before. He's not going back on the first Mishnah. He's going back here. He just heard a line from the Tanakhama who said something is mutter, and he says it's aser. What did he hear? That ger is mutter and mazeres? You see that line in the first line of the Mishnah? Doesn't say a word about a ger. It says kol asur lava b'kol, and ger is not asur lava b'kol. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda the Amora says, okay, Tony, this is shot in the Mishnah, and I want to explain. The Gemara will try a number of pshatim, we'll slug up each pshat till it gets to the final pshat. I believe, if I remember correctly from preparation, the Gemara will try three more pshatim, slug up each one till it gets to the final pshat. So the first attempt is going to be as follows. Kol asurim lava b'kol kuhuna. Kol asurim lava b'kol doesn't mean anybody who can't marry a Jew. What it meant is, anybody asked her to marry a kayan is mutarim love is epithet. Anyone who can't marry a kayan, which adds ger, is allowed to marry a mamzer. And Rabbi Yehuda Isher is going on ger by mamzeres. Your question was that the Tanakhama never mentioned ger. He said, kasurim love b'kol. And we translated Kasurim Lava B'Kol means marry Kayan, marry Yisroel. We're now answering Kasurim Lava B'Kol means whoever can't marry a Kayan, which means a Giyaris. A Giyaris can marry a Mamzer. Now the Gemara throws in something for a side reason, which will be explained in Rashi. There's a four-way machloikis tanoim, if I remember correctly, in Masechtas Yevamos. Agir's daughter. Can Agir's daughter marry a kayan? So it's a three-way machloikis tanoim, depending on who she marries, who the ger married. But there's a fourth shita, which says that a geyrus less than three, who's Megayer, herself can marry a kayan. That's the most lenient shita. So the Gemara now is operating on that mandiyama, and the Gemarashi is going to say, why do we have to get involved in that? Just say a geyrus. Why do you have to tell me that she's older three, under three? Why are we saying that? Remember, we're talking about a female geyrus. A female geyrus is not allowed to marry a kayan. So we're saying chasorim lava bakal means any woman that can't marry a kayan is allowed to marry a mamzer. Now, who is this woman that's not allowed to marry a kayan? A geyrus. Now, simply, the Gemara could have just left it there. But the Gemara decides to get involved in something, and Rashi is going to explain why the Gemara decides to get involved in it. We're including Adarabba. That a Geyrus less than three can't marry a Kayan. Kerb Shimon ben Yechoi, the like Kerb Shimon ben Yechoi, Mutarim Love is Abizab. So the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah means to say any Geyrus cannot marry a Kayan, is allowed to marry a Mamzer. And it means, and the reason we say that, we're going to see in a moment, the means even a Geyrus of 2 years old cannot marry a Kayan. It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says in Navi, trying to find the words of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki besulais mizera bas Yisrael." A kohen has to marry somebody mizera bas Yisrael. What does mizera bas Yisrael mean? If Shimon ben Yochai says that her besulim developed as a Jew. At less than 3 year old does not have besulim, meaning it's not counted as besulim because it regenerates. At three is when the besulim are final. So the pasuk is saying he can only marry a girl who was a besula as a bas Yisrael. The other tanoim hold, no. Even if she got married, became a geyrus less than three, she's not born Jewish, she cannot marry a kayan. So they learn Basula's Bas Yisrael differently. So what we're saying is this Mishnah is saying, any Geyrus, even under three, and why we had to bring that in, we'll see in a second, even under three cannot marry a Kayan, is allowed to marry a Mamzer. That's the Mishnah. That's the chat in the Mishnah. Yes? But she had a question.
I'll rephrase it, so I'll hold on.
Practically.
It doesn't say the word kal kuna.
We're translating kal to mean kal kuna.
We had a problem that you didn't say
ikar chaser. Where did you have the problem? Show me where you had the problem.
No.
I don't know. You just told me we had a problem, so show me where we had it.
First question was,
does it say
that?
First question was, it's a repetition of the previous Mishnah. Not. Because this Madhyama is saying that anybody that can't marry a Kayan is allowed to marry a Mamzer, meaning anybody that couldn't marry a Kayan can't marry a Mamzer. The first Mishnah said any Ger can marry a Mamzer, even those who can marry it well. Meaning it still doesn't answer the repetition as well. True. Really doesn't really answer. Right. Francis says, you're right, that it doesn't answer the first question, but it answers the second question. Sometimes the Gemara does that. It asks two questions, and it's satisfied to answer the main question and ignores the other question. That's what the Gemara is doing here. That happens many times through Shas, by the way.
That's
not. Yes.
The yours under three, is she Megayer again at 12?
No, she's not Megayer again. She was Megayer then, and then she agrees to it at 12.
And she disagrees?
And she goes back to being a guy.
So she doesn't have. If she agrees, there's no ceremony or no tefillah.
No, she had it already. She's Jewish.
Her father can marry off to
Koi. Koi can marry Koi. To gamble for the Kayim, because if she walks out at 12 and says, I'm not Jewish, he's in trouble. But that happens by Israel, too.
He doesn't have to give her a divorce.
But it doesn't. He never met her. But she's a Giyara. She doesn't have to do anything to become a Giyara.
All
we're doing is that she's validating that she agreed to what was done to her. Frank the Gemara, the Nukma the Bashar Shah of Yamekha of Hilar Shim Bihoi. Okay, instead of doing that, let me catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hungry Karma Klailam. The Mashama, the Tanakama, he heard the Tanakama Dariba. The high Bekal, the comrade, he did hear the Tanakama discussing a gear. Because the word Bekal, the comrade, Kal Kuhunahu, doesn't mean called Jew, it's Kuhuna. Kayanas of Begiris. I feel the Pachusimi Bas Gibbushanim, the La Bas Bihi. At the time she was a guy, she was not capable of a relationship. Bainsham Shasnus. It's not that you say we can't let her marry a kohen because she might have been mizana. She never was mizana. The chzivkin besula is mizera beis yisrael. The loykerb shima damer lekabam bepirkin. The yairis chusim ibas gimuk sherer lekuna. Vahi kavan. This is what the Mishnah means. Kol asurim lava bekal kohuna. My niu the marbi. What are we including? High klola. Yes, al rishayim. How is that different than the beginning of the war that we said in the Mishnah before? Shasur and Bechal Yisrael, things that are usher to marry a yid, Yairish, Chusim Yibashalashonim, Bekoshke Yisera Bashalashonim, even less than three, for sure more than three, Mutarin, Hanach Asurim, Yairish, Mamzerim, Ulisinim, Ushtiki Lovazabazab. So since the Yairish cannot marry a Kayan, the Mishnah is saying she's allowed to marry Kalgerim, what Yikri Kohol, and on that, Rabbi Yehuda responds and says, I, sir, no, a Giyaris is different. So we answer the second question. What did Rabbi Yehuda argue on? Ger. Ger wasn't mentioned? Yes, Ger was mentioned. Because you didn't understand the word Bekoho. You thought the word Bekoho refers to Yidden. Bekoho meant Kahuna. And Kahuna, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Ger can't marry a Mamzeris. Whereas the Tanakama held, since a Giyaris can't marry a Kayan, she's Mutter to Mamzeris. Frank the Gemara, why are we getting involved in under three? Why couldn't we leave things alone and just say Giyaris and make it over three and not get involved in it, not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai? What did you do that for? Frank the Gemara, Benukma bebashalosh v'yaymechad v'afil Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So the Gemara, I'll tell you the problem. The problem is because the Mishnah has an inference. If you say that the Mishnah is talking about only over three, so you're saying a Giyaris over three who cannot marry a Kayan, can marry a Mamzer. The inference is anybody that could marry a Kayan cannot marry a Mamzer. But it's not true. Because according to Shimon ben Yochai, she's Megayer under three, she can marry a Kayan, and she can marry a Mamzer. She's still Kal Gerim. Rav Shimon ben Yochai is not saying a Giyaris under three is not a Giyaris. He's saying your Kayan is not to marry such a Giyaris. But she's still the same Giyaris as her older sister is, vis-a-vis Mamzer. So the line, if you can't marry a Kayan, you can marry a Mamzer, inference is if you could marry a Kayan, you can't marry a Mamzer. It's not true. Here I have a lady that could marry a Kayan and can marry a Mamzer. She's a lady who was Megari with two. She's allowed to marry a Kayan because a Kayan's allowed to marry a Giyaris under three. And yes, he can marry a Mamzer. She's a Kal Gerim. She is a Ger. So if the Mishnah meant only ladies over three can't marry a Kayan, but under three could marry a Kayan, then the Mishnah's inference would not be true. The Mishnah is saying, whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer. Inference, whoever can marry a Kayan can't marry a Mamzer. That is not true. Because you have a 2-year-old Giyaris, can marry a Kayan, can't marry a Mamzer. Tarot is, if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, then the statement is 100% true. No Giyaris can marry a Kayan, and every Giyaris can marry a Mamzer. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, you would run into trouble in the inference of just reading it inside. Correct the Gemara. But if Nikma ben Bashal is your man, if Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and for the Gemara, him came with Tzidot Tivra. You would slug it up from the other side. Time to Bashal Shem Echad, Abchusim Bashal Shem Echad, the Mataris love of a Kalkuna, she can marry a Kayan, Asur love is Epizan. Abchusim Bashal Shem Echad, Rav Shem Mechoy, the Mataris love of a Kal, she can marry a Kuna, the Mataris love is Epizan, she can. So therefore we said, not like Rav Shem Mechoy. In order to avoid that question, that the inference wouldn't be true, we said, this mission is not like Rav Shem Mechoy, all Giyaris in Arasta to Kuna, oh, yeah, I was in a Muslim mamzer. So it works perfectly. Yes, doctor.
The phrase of words is very optimistic. This is not logical. The inference is not logical. The inference is an assumption. And as they say, the problem is assuming they can have this is incorrect. For instance, all MAGA Republicans are Republicans. All MAGA Republicans believe that Trump is innocent. Therefore, all Republicans believe Trump is innocent. The last line is not true.
Okay, so Mishnayos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, operated on a different level. When he wrote a rule, he meant it to be used as an inference. That's what he meant. He wants you to take his line and take it the other way. Now, sometimes the Gemara answered that we don't use the inference because the inference alluded to something else, not to what you think. But in this case, the Gemara feels confident that the inference is clear. Whoever can't marry a Kayan can marry a Mamzer, which seems to indicate to the Gemara that the rule is marrying a Mamzer depends on your ability to marry a Kayan. It's not true. That's the Gemara's kash, if you hold like Rav Shimon. If you don't hold like Rav Shimon, it is true. Now, you're saying that this is how Mishnayos are written. That's what the Gemara is saying. The author of the line decides whether you want to use the inference. And this is the way Mishnayos was written. Rashi. I'll leave Rashi for tomorrow. I can't talk. I can talk, but not.